Well, Philip, yet another debate has taken place regarding the in-out referendum. Just how important are these debates, first of all?
Oh, they're really important. I mean, there's a thirst for more knowledge amongst the public. They want to hear the arguments, and they want debates. They want to hear both sides of the argument so they can make their own mind up. So rather than these rallies where people are preaching to the converted, I think it's really important that people hear both sides of the argument so they can make their own mind up.
And I was going to say, when you look at the debate today and the debates which have happened, they're always well attended because it is such an important issue.
Yeah, they're well attended, and also you get some very searching questions, some very intelligent questions, and that was the case again today. And people are really engaging in the referendum. They want to know how to vote. So yeah, it's a really well attended, fantastic debate. I really enjoyed it.
And for yourself, is it an in or out?
Oh, it's definitely an out. I've been campaigning for this for years, so a few more weeks to go to persuade just over 50% of the public to join me, but it's going to be close, I think.
When you're talking about going out, what are the main benefits for leaving?
The main benefits are about sovereignty and democracy, that we can decide our own things in our own country, that we can get a better deal from the EU. We're paying £10 billion a year to have a £62 billion trade deficit with the European Union. We can do much better than that. And we can control immigration and decide who we want to come into the country and who we don't.
And in terms of the benefits for Yorkshire, what are the main benefits?
All of those are benefits to Yorkshire. All of those pressures we have, we're paying our taxes to give over to the EU. There's lots of things I'd like to see in Yorkshire, better infrastructure that we can't afford because we're giving so much money to the EU every year.
And when people are talking about these debates, is it a case that you really are fully out, or could there be a compromise in some way?
No, I can't compromise on this. This is too important for me.
And obviously the local elections have taken place over the last 24 hours. How do you think the Conservatives have done?
Well, we certainly did brilliantly in Scotland, and we've held our seats in Shipley, which is the most important thing as far as I'm concerned. So from where I'm looking, the local elections went well. I think they were overall, they were probably not brilliant for any party, and they were not disastrous for any party. Most parties pretty much held their own.
And when talking about the in-out referendum, just how important will these next few weeks be?
Oh, this is the most important vote that people will ever participate in. Certainly the most important vote in my lifetime. We've got 7 weeks left to try and persuade people of our respective cases, and the result will be really close. So actually, everybody we can persuade, every single person we can persuade, could make the crucial difference to the outcome.
And you've talked about how important it's going to be and how close it's going to be. Just how vital is it that the message is put across and that, you know, all the MPs that are out do attend as many meetings as possible?
Yeah, I think we want to engage with the public, particularly with young people. We're trying to get more people engaged in the political process, and we can only do that if we come to events like this where we can make our case. So, yes, I think it's important for every MP to engage, not just on the EU, but on any political debate, to be perfectly honest. And I think today you see the success of having public debates.
And when you're talking about the public debates, do you feel that the younger generation maybe are the ones that you can be targeting? Because obviously the older generation have had the views that they've had, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know whether it's the case or not that younger people are less likely to know which way to vote. I genuinely don't know. I, to be perfectly honest, I don't discriminate. I'll go to a young audience, I'll go to an old audience, I'll go to a middle-aged audience. I'm not really bothered, as long as I can make the case and give the best arguments I can for leaving, and then let people make their own mind up. And whatever people decide, I will respect their decision. That's democracy.